proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a new series on the 7th through the 9th chapters of the book of Daniel, where Daniel is taken back to visions of the future. The first six chapters in this book were historical, containing Daniel's interactions with various prophets, both Babylonian and Medo-Persian. Daniel himself came on the scene as God's messenger, with the purpose of expounding authoritatively about the dreams and visions of others. In the second part, chapters 6 through 12 of Daniel, the prophet received visions from God about things to come. Unlike the case of other Old Testament prophets, the Bible did not specifically identify that the word of the Lord came unto Daniel, nor did it declare that Daniel spoke as the Holy Spirit moved him. Rather, the narrative indicates that Daniel, quote, had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed, unquote. In the seventh chapter of Daniel, God gave that prophet three parts of a single vision, each of these relating to future conflicts. In the initial part, the four winds of heaven battled on the great sea. Daniel saw three great beasts. The first beast was lion-like, possessing the wings of an eagle, yet receiving a man's heart. Another beast represented a bear with three ribs in its mouth. The third beast was a leopard with four wings and four heads. The text implied that these beasts appeared on the scene in sequential order, not at the identical same time. How should a Bible student interpret what these figures signified? One of the most basic methods of biblical exposition involves comparing scripture with scripture. The term sea often referred figuratively to the Gentile nations, as it did in Revelation chapter 17. The four winds of heaven depicted disturbing influences, such as characterized times of chaos. The overall image portrayed a time of turmoil arising among the Gentile nations, a period of struggle that served as a background for the rise of these beasts. The first beast depicted the Babylonian Empire. A passage in the fourth chapter of Jeremiah compared Babylon to a lion, stating that, quote, the lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way, unquote. Another passage found in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah referred to the nation of Israel as scattered sheep, and compared the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar to a predatory lion. The second beast in Daniel's vision depicted the Medo-Persian Empire, which flourished during the 6th and through the 4th centuries BC. The bear is described as raised up on one side, showing the ultimate submersion of the Median portion of the government into the Persian portion. The three ribs in its mouth could represent Egypt, Lydia, and Babylon, three allied nations conquered by the Persian Empire. Egypt in B.C. 568, Lydia in B.C. 547, and Babylon in B.C. 539. The third beast denoted the Grecian Empire, which flourished in the 4th through 2nd centuries B.C. The Grecian Empire was founded by the Macedonian leader Alexander the Great. It denoted a leopard because a leopard symbolizes speed combined with aggression. Alexander certainly completed his conquests speedily, conquering much of the known world over the course of a 7-year period. This third beast had four wings and four heads, implying that the death of Alexander would result in the fourfold division of his conquests among his generals. The fourth beast Daniel saw had greater power than its three predecessors. We will learn more about this fourth beast in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.